Next action item number 13, discussion and possible action on Liberty Hill Wastewater Treatment Plant. David Collinsworth.
We live? Can you hear that? Mr. Chairman, this is an action item. It's got three components to it. I'll break them down into all three components. It has to deal with the LCRA divestiture of some of their facilities. If you've read some of the stuff that Judy sends out on Friday afternoon out of the Austin American Statesman, a few years back the LCRA decided that water wastewater operations really didn't meet their business idea, their business plan, so they began a project pretty slow at the time to divest. The first one they divested of was Brushy Creek. It was one of their larger facilities, a little bit more a revenue coming from that one. Then they were successful in doing the City of Hutto Wastewater Treatment Plant. And now they've bunched, as you may have read, they've bunched a lot of their facilities into one big package, and they're going to try to sell those to some big company that can come in and buy those. With the exception of a few, and Liberty Hill Wastewater Treatment Plant is one of those. You can go ahead and go to the next slide. Back in the early 2000s, 2003, 2004, BRA and LCRA were at odds on how LCRA was going to move in or be aggressive in our basin. And we began planning on a wastewater treatment plant. This is the City of Liberty Hill. It's not working at all. There we go. City of Liberty Hill, and here's where the Liberty Hill Wastewater Treatment Plant is, on 183 and Highway 29. And the whole idea of this plant was to head off developers that were coming in that were either going to build their own package plant, smaller, less efficient plant, or the development of subdivisions and this wide-scale boom of septic systems that we didn't want to see happen near the Edwards Aquifer. So the alliance, the LCRA and the BRA, planned this facility and got it built. And for the last 5 or 6 years, the LCRA has been the owner and the BRA has been the operator. Here recently, when the LCRA announced that they wanted to divest of their facilities, the City of Liberty Hill was very vocal in that they wanted to be the owner of the facility that was going to serve their city. Likewise, the City of Liberty Hill has also been very vocal about buying the Water Supply Corporation that is also within the city. So they see themselves as growing, becoming a more mature community and buying into those utility assets. And it's something that, quite frankly, in the 2002-2003 time frame, they were unavailable to do. There's a couple of reasons why in the board packet that you have that the staff is recommending that the BRA allow that transaction to happen. First of all, the BRA, we were able to get in the contract language that said we have first right of refusal when LCRA decides they want to divest. In 2005, I'd have bet you a hamburger there was no way that LCRA would ever be out of this type of business. But we got the language in there anyway just in case. Because the city's been so vocal and they think they want to drive this ship, the LCRA and the city just began negotiations about a year ago without the BRA. LCRA would come to Hoffman and I from time to time and say, okay, are you guys interested in owning this? And our standard response was, well, we don't know what we're owning yet. Before we can buy a car, you're going to have to come to us with a price tag. Before we could buy the car, we would have to understand all the other agreements that are in place at the bank, so to speak. So one of the reasons that we're promoting the City of Liberty Hill purchasing this facility is because the City of Liberty Hill wants to. And while that sounds very simplistic, if we were to do a deal and have to be in conjunction with the City of Liberty Hill for time in and time out, they may not be happy with their new neighbor. So we want them the opportunity to mature and grow. Some of the other reasons are that there are limited options with this facility. And what I mean by that is that the contracts that the LCRA has to date for capacity in this plant are already obligated. So as far as the BRA's business model of going in and buying a facility and turning it into something that's large scale and regional, there's very limited chance for us to do that. And furthermore, what I mean is that the City of Liberty Hill is going to buy this plant, and the LCRA already has contractual agreements for all of the capacity. So whoever buys this facility is going to have to find a way to go in and expand it beyond its permitted capacity. Is that something that can happen? Absolutely. But it will probably be a very bloody, if you will, permitting process, because some of the downstream folks weren't necessarily in agreement with this plant going in the first place. Another reason that this facility is not really attractive to us is the overall asking price. LCRA is asking about $4.5 million for the facility. It's a facility that we haven't seen all the financials on, but we do know that the LCRA got about $3.5 million cash and then another $3 million pledged from a developer in a bankroll escrow account to help build this facility. So we have questions about the cost of the facility that they're asking anyway. Phil brings up a good point. When you go in, whoever's going to buy this plant and has to open up this permit, this is one of the most stringent permits for discharges in the state of Texas. So there's going to be, whoever buys it, the expansion is going to be very expensive. Whoever buys it's going to be in charge of retail wastewater, the billing, the types of things that the BRA is not accustomed to doing in our wastewater operations. Yes, sir.
Is it primarily did I understand you to say that the likelihood of expanding the capacity of this plant is hampered primarily because of the downstream opposition, political, due to environmental issues, water quality?
Both reasons. When this plant was being negotiated with TCEQ, LCRA said, kind of to the city of Georgetown, If you'll not protest this permit, we'll back off and we'll say the maximum capacity of this plant is 1.2 MGD. Right now, I would argue with you that they've got about 1.4 MGD capacity already spoken for.
Are there any, other than that issue, are there any other issues that would prohibit the expansion?
Yes, there are. And who really knows how that will go, but TCEQ will absolutely look into total stream loading when they go figure out what's going to happen to the future of this permit. And I will tell you that as more treatment plants come online, if they ever do, in the San Gabriel here, that'll impact what happens to this Liberty Hill permit. So if growth doesn't pick up and this permit doesn't need to be amended for the next 10 years, and let's say there's another treatment plant that goes in downstream, TCEQ is going to take that total nutrient loading into impact before they determine what's going to happen to this new permit. So it could not happen.
I happen to live just about where that P is, right on the South San Gabriel. But I have to tell you, when you ask the question, and John Hoffman knows this as well as I do, that growth is very rapid out there. I mean, the growth is coming, and there's no utilities up and down Ronald Reagan Boulevard, which goes north. It's not shown on the map. And that is a growth corridor. So where are the utilities going to come from on that corridor?
There's a problem with the way growth is happening. Typically, in a city, growth is going to move from the core of the city out. And so much of the growth has leapfrogged from Georgetown, which would be over here, to this area. And there's Cimarron Hills, and there's subdivisions in between that. So making the commitment to build large-scale infrastructure to tie all that in makes it very problematic. So what's going to happen is that when growth picks up, the right developer is going to come to the table and flash the money to either BRA or Georgetown or Liberty Hill or somebody, and they will build that additional package plant, that additional wastewater plant. And then, just right before the economy crashed, a very large-scale interceptor moved west out of Georgetown, 54 or 46-inch, that Georgetown doesn't need for many years, but we were able to get the ABG development to oversize it. So one day, there'll be this regional infrastructure that ties everything in together, but it all has to happen in these pieces to where it becomes economical for either BRA or somebody else to step in and say, okay, now that we've got this plant, and we've got this plant, instead of expanding either one, somebody needs to step in and just build 2 or 3 miles of pipe, and it becomes economical. And then you end up with a system like we have in Round Rock, the Brushy Creek system, where all the way out from Leander to the west, to the east side of Round Rock, you have this regional collection system. It's only a matter of time, Mr. Tesh, but I just think with the economy going the way it is, it just slid all that out 10 years or so. But that's the challenge, it's that leapfrog that happened. If you decide that it's okay for the City of Liberty Hill to own that facility, then the other things that are action items, One thing that LCRA and BRA did when we built the plan is we applied to TNRCC, at the time TCEQ, for a CCN, Certificate of Convenience and Necessity, which really gives you the first right to serve wastewater. What we didn't want to do was build a wastewater plant and then developers come in and build their own and not have to use our service. So we would want to provide that to the City of Liberty Hill, because if they're going to own the plant, they need the first right of refusal to serve. And then the other thing that's of interest to the BRA is to maintain our operation status there. We're the current operator. The City of Liberty Hill has no plans to do away with the BRA as an operator, I've been told. And really, that's from an environmental quality and protection standpoint. That really gives us the thumb in to where we can kind of control what's coming out of that plant. So,
what is the City of Leander wants also to purchase it, do they not?
I haven't heard that the City of Leander is interested.
They want to buy Sandy Creek.
They want to buy Sandy Creek.
Okay, but
they may have said that they're interested. I've also heard that Chisholm Trail Special Utility District is.
I guess my question really was, is there any conflict between Liberty Hill and Leander, the two municipalities?
Years.
With respect to that plant?
Not that I'm aware of. That there has been significant disagreement over whether CCN boundaries were going to end up. But, Director Tesh, I haven't heard that Leander was interested in buying that plant. Now, Leander is going to need some wastewater treatment capacity in this area as this begins to develop on the rebound of the economy, but we've kept our eyes on that one for some time too.
Can you just tell me a little bit again why we want to continue to operate this?
Well, first of all, in my opinion, being the operator here allows us firsthand knowledge of what's going on being discharged into this stream over the Edwards Aquifer Recharge. Now, at the end of the day, if City of Liberty Hill comes back and says, heck no, you're not going to be our operator, we have other means of doing that. And one way is to put monitoring stations downstream and monitor water as it continually comes out of that. And we do that anyway so we can understand better what we're discharging. And then also, it's a small, but it is a revenue source to the BRA.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I thought they did question LCRA appointees.
Mm-hmm.
There was a question raised about why are you in the wastewater business. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay. There's been a long-standing deal. Why is any government agency into something that a private enterprise can do? Again, it's primarily for the reason that we can control what's going in to a water source.
They seem to get a little lecture, so I didn't know.
Refresh my memory. Does the Alliance Water contract we have anything to do with this?
No, sir, it does not. It sure doesn't.
Any other questions for David? I think you have a resolution.
I do. Okay. I do. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to notify the Lower Colorado River Authority that the Brazos River Authority will waive its right of first refusal in order to allow the sale of the Liberty Hill Wastewater Treatment Facility to the City of Liberty Hill. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to take all actions necessary to transfer the associated wastewater permit and certificate of convenience of necessity to the City of Liberty Hill. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate a wastewater operations contract with the City of Liberty Hill in a form consistent with those used on other similar wastewater treatment operations performed by the Brazos River Authority.
Heard a reading the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Motion by Barr, second by Scott.
Second.
Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Lewitt?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Dennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Knight?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Alice?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, David.